Mr. Blother with Sinful, and this is Radio North Sea International, the voice of Europe and the sound of the world, broadcasting in the medium wave on 220 metres, which is 1367 kilocycles, in BHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles, in the shortwave on the 49-metre European service, 6.2 megacycles, and to the world on the 31-metre band, 9.94 megacycles. Standby world service, the time from Bulova now is exactly 10 o'clock. Tino, Bulova, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch.
This is the world service of Radio North Sea. Good morning, listeners. This is the world service of Radio North Sea International, broadcasting on the shortwave in the 31-meter band, 9.94 megacycles, and in VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles for listeners in Holland. Our theme is the Fantasia from the Five Bridges Suite, composed and scored by Keith Emerson, played by the Sinfonia of London, and conducted by Joseph Eger. Time is now 3 minutes past 9 GMT. The first news today will be at 09:55 hours. And first, this morning, Morning Melody.
Say goodnight. this may only be a dream.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan West presenting another 2 hours of Morning Melody. Opening our program this morning, Ray Conniff. And we continue with more music until 09:15 hours, when we have a program of Dutch, in the Dutch language of Johann Masbach. That's at 09:15 this morning. In the meantime, music, good morning, and you're welcome, wherever you are, throughout the world.
Thank you.
Now is the time for planning your winter holidays, and the key to any successful holiday is sunshine, and I mean South African sunshine. And the key to South African sunshine is Transportes Aéreos Portugueses, TAP, fast, reliable and comfortable. Include TAP, the Portuguese airline, in your winter holiday plans. Radio Nordsee International, the World Service, broadcasting on shortwave in the 31-meter band, 9.94 megacycles, and in VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles, for listeners in home. Time now is 09.15 GMT. The next program runs for 30 minutes and is in Dutch.
God loves you? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Yes, God loves you. He wants to bless you. During this process, open your heart for Jesus. He wants to heal your sick soul. And he wants to bless you. Dit is evangelist Johan Maasbach die tot u spreekt uit de Haag Holland. Blijf afgestemd op deze golflengte. God wil u zegenen. God heeft u lief. Ik heb een boodschap voor u van Gods troon.
A dynamic sermon preached by evangelist Johan Maasbach during a blessed campaign he had in the capital city of Iceland, Reykjavik. He was translated into the Icelandic language.
are so many wonderful things the Lord wants to give us.
Also, margt ásanlegt sem að drottinn vill gefa okkur.
He wants to save our soul.
Hann vill frelsa sál okkar.
That's the greatest thing of all.
Það mest af öllu.
He wants to heal our body.
Hann vill lækna líkami okkar.
He wants to fill us with his Holy Spirit.
Hann vill fylla okkur af sínum heilaga anda.
He wants to anoint us.
Hann vill smyrja okkur.
Hallelujah. Now, many people are sick.
Margt fólk sjúkt.
One doctor told me that 80 to 90% of the people are sick. They have some kind of sickness or disease. And I believe in Iceland it will be likewise. Very few people can say I'm perfectly whole. And if you like that, thank God for it. Now the problem for many Christians is how to receive healing from God.
Vandamálið fyrir mörgum trúum er þetta hvernig það á að ná í lækninguna frá Guði.
If you want to receive healing, read your Bible. How the people receive healing in the days of Jesus. Because there are many stories recorded. How people receive healing from Jesus. And let's not forget what it says in Hebrews 13 verse 8. Write it down if you have a pencil.
Og skrifa niður hjá þér ef þú hefur skriftæri.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Kristur,
the same.
Hinn sami.
Yesterday.
Í gær.
In days back.
Í þar í bakkai tímanum.
Today.
Í dag.
As tonight.
Þar í kvöld.
And forever.
Og að eilífu.
In the time coming.
Í hinum komandi tíma.
He is the same.
Hann sami.
And every Christian.
Og hver einasti kristin maður og kona.
Believe in a resurrected Christ.
Sem trúir á upprisin Krist.
In a living Christ.
Á lifandi Krist.
You cannot be a Christian if you do not believe in the resurrection.
Þú getur ekki verið kristinn ef þú trúir ekki á upprisuna.
Then you are a dead Christian.
Þá ertu dauður kristinn.
But a born again Christian.
En vera endurfæddur kristinn maður.
Believe in a resurrected Christ.
Og trúa á upprisin Krist.
And he say where two or three are together in my name I be in the midst.
Og hann segir hvað sem tveir eða þrír eru saman komnir í mínu nafni þar ég mitt á meðal þeirra.
So the same Jesus is here tonight.
Svo hinn sami Jesús hann hérna í kvöld.
You believe so?
Trúið því?
How many believes this?
Hver margir trúa því?
I believe it with my whole heart.
Ég trúi af öllu hjarta mínu.
Because God says so.
Vegna þess að Guð segir það.
And he's the same.
Og hann hinn sami.
His works are the same.
Verk hans hinn sömu.
His love is the same.
Kærleikur hans hinn sami.
His service to the sick people is the same.
Og þjónusta hans við hina sjúku hinn sama.
He is not changed.
Hann hefur ekki breyst.
His compassion is the same.
Meðaukun hans hinn sama.
He is still the same miracle working Christ.
Hann hinn sami krafta verka Kristur.
Yes, and if he would not be the same,
og ef hann væri ekki sami,
and alive,
og lifandi,
I would not like to become a Christian.
Þá myndi ekki vilja verða kristinn.
Then Christianity would just be another religion.
Þá væri bara kristindómurinn einungis önnur trúarbrögð.
As we have so many.
Eins og við höfum svo marga.
But the difference of our belief,
en mismunur trúar okkar,
that our prophet is alive.
Er það að spámaður okkar lifir?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible is full of stories about healing.
Biblían full af sögum lækningar.
Many of them.
Margar þeirra.
You remember the story of the little woman?
Manstu söguna litlu konuna?
12 years he had blood issue.
Í 12 ár hafði hún haft blóðlát.
The Bible says he heard of Jesus.
Og Biblían segir að hún heyrði Jesú.
And I wonder who told her.
Og hver var að spyrja nú hver sem sagði henni frá honum?
And she went to the place where she heard that Jesus was.
Og hún fór að stað sem hún heyrði að Jesú væri á.
She was given up through the doctors.
Og hún hafði gefist upp á læknarinn hafði gefist upp á henni.
In Mark 5:25.
Í Markus guðspjalli kaflanum 5.
You read it.
Þar lesum við.
There we read what happened.
Þar lesum við hvað gerðist.
She spent all her money to the doctor.
25. Og kona sem hafði haft blóðlát í 12 ár og hafði þjáðst mikið undir höndum margra lækna og kosta til aleigu sinni og engan bata fengið en öllu heldur fari vestnandi og hafði heyrt Jesum kom í mannþyrpingunu að baki honum og snart yfirhöfn hans. Því að hún sagði ef ég fæ snorti þótt eigi sinna var klæði hans minni heilverða.
She spent all her money to the doctor.
Hún hafði eitt öllum sjálfurum sínum í lækna að hann farið vestnandi.
No cure.
Engin lækning.
Somebody told her about Jesus.